Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce 4 uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show. Oh, we got such fucked up shit to talk about. Holy shit. But we've got a couple of videos we want to show you, but we were just talking. Greg was mentioning a friend. Did you want to talk about this?
We can, yeah.
The Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know.
Tell the story real quick.
Yeah, so, you know, I had the speech. What was the very fine?
Very fine people hoax. Very fine
people hoax. Okay, so I looked into it, you know, because I was really curious, because at the time.
They claimed Donald Trump said that Nazis were very fine people, which he didn't do.
So I actually got the speech, and there was a friend of mine in Hollywood, and I challenged him. I said, read it through. And he tried. He got a couple of sentences in, and then a couple, he stopped, and then he tried again, and literally the third time through, I think there was a realization, and the shame was so great, he just literally turned and walked out of the door.
Brandon Strock said the exact same thing. This was really? The impetus for his walk away movement is because of that speech. But can you
explain? No, it was the disabled reporter lie.
Right. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, he said that someone sent him a video, and he was like, this is bullshit right-wing propaganda. I'm not going to watch this. And then he said he thought to himself, you know what? I'll watch it so I can prove how they're wrong and tell her she's wrong. And then he watched it and realized, oh, shit, they lied about Trump.
So what was the very fine people speech about?
Do you think he's going to use it as his monologue for his next audition?
Fuck yeah. Donald Trump was talking about Charlottesville. And he said, there was a lot of fighting. And they're like, what about the right-wing bringing weapons? And he goes, the left brought weapons, too. Those people wearing all black. Look. He says there were fine people out there that were protesting. Some people didn't want the statue removed. They were very fine people on both sides, and I am not talking about the neo-Nazis or the white supremacists.
Oh, and they cut
because
that out?
they should be condemned totally.
Wow.
But there were people there who thought it was wrong to tear down the statue, and they cut that out, and Joe Biden launched his campaign off that.
Yeah, of Charlottesville.
So, let me show you now. All right, man. Don't pull up the video yet. Because I'm going to be nice to all of you and give you a very stern warning. You're probably going to barf. You might punch your monitor.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been warned. What you're going to see is depravity, child grooming, and in public, and it's legal. You've been trigger warned. We here at TimCast believe in trigger warnings.
That's right.
Here's the video.
Oh, boy.
So here's an old man. It's an awful twerk, let's be real. He's struggling to twerk. And there are little girls and children standing around watching this beer-bellied old man. He's literally twerking at a little girl. Watch this. The little girl is standing there watching him the whole time. And then the woman walks up and says, wave to him. You see this woman? She goes to the little girl and says, wave to him. Wave to the old man in tidy whitey's twerking in the street. Let me watch this again.
Wow.
Here's the old man twerking. He walks. You can see the little girl in frame now staring at him. And this black woman walks over, points, and waves, and the little girl then waves. And she tells her again, wave to him. These pedophile groomers want these children watching this. What? She wanted that little girl to see it and to let her know.
Yeah.
Now let me show you this.
It's confirmed. You saw his dick dangling in the diaper. Not the dick itself, but the diaper pack.
I saw the unedited version. It was horrible.
What's this one?
He's just completely naked.
Okay, it's blurred, though, for the sake of
For our sake.
Doesn't
for
he have, doesn't he have something this covering is, his, no?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
I'm not gonna, okay. he's totally naked. The uncensored video was posted by a couple people. I'm not gonna put it here. This is a guy, now I don't know, can you see kids in this one? I'm not sure if I saw kids in this one. I see, you know, adults, but either way, this guy is wearing a Bugs Bunny mask with keratin gloves and he's jumping up and down, totally naked.
I don't see any kids.
I don't see any kids.
Good, at least.
Yeah. Now the other one was the bad one where the little girl is there and the black woman's like, wave to him, look at the man in his underwear. This one is a guy clearly breaking the law and they're all laughing and cheering and celebrating it.
Like also, this is
also, that guy's got
public,
tits.
This is a yeah. public street. Children could see it.
Easily, like, yeah.
This guy's out in public naked. There's a reason there are laws against that.
This is what pride has always been as far as I've known. And the people who know what it is won't come out and tell people who don't. I've never had an experience where someone who was aware of this and liked it went to a suburban mother or family and said, don't have your kids come to this because this thing's happening. I've never seen that. I've only ever seen, yeah, come to Pride. It's so great. You'll love it. I'll bring your kids. This is what it is.
And the parent is like, look, kid, look how proud they are. Look how open they are. Look at this. And the kid's getting fucking their mind warped by male obese nudity. And they're just picturing the ass crack of that guy and the fucking scrotum nasty ass shit. Like, that'll stick with your mind for your entire fucking life, man.
Why are we
show
so
these
obsessed.
Videos?
Yeah.
Show these yeah. videos to suburban mothers. If you're a Republican and you want to win, save these videos.
Make this your campaign video.
That's it. Yep.
I'm
that's
serious.
It.
Yep. This is your campaign video.
That's it. Yep.
That's it.
Every Republican needs to show one. This, the Bugs Bunny guy. And be like, and we're running against this. If you vote for the Democrat, you know, this is what they're in favor.
And the guy also, the guy who was doing his disgusting dance in front of a child.
Now, technically, yep. as a parent, you're allowed to show your kid porn, right?
I don't think
as far
so.
As I know. As
I don't think so.
I think that's illegal. Yeah. I don't know.
It depends. But, yeah, you can't. Like, exposing children to overt sexual material like that, I'm pretty sure is illegal.
Like, R-rated yeah. movies are okay if the parent says it's okay.
Right. Porn is like, NC-17. X, rated X.
Yeah, oh, X-rated.
Yeah, X-rated. Yeah, I don't think you can show kids that stuff.
But, like, even in their own house, like, a
yep.
parent's
yeah, I'm
like,
pretty
I'm
sure you can't do that. I'm pretty sure if you expose a child to that kind of material, it's illegal. I mean, look, there's a line. You know, kids want to teach their, parents want to teach their kids about sex ed. You don't do it by showing them this or hardcore mm-hmm. porn. Mm-hmm. So how you deal with that, this is grooming. This one, look, there's no kids around, fine, but they could be, and it's public, and what he's doing is
not
illegal.
Public.
The other one is just fucking the little girl watching and the lady pointing it out. There's a bunch of little girls, actually. You can see all the children.
Well, and what message does this send? Hey, look, see the weird old pervert man in his underwear in the street? That's good. You should like that. Don't be afraid of people like that. That's
here's
a good
the mayor.
Thing.
That here's the Minneapolis
grooming.
Mayor going along yeah. with it.
That's yep. what that is.
That's oh, the mayor?
Yeah, Jacob yeah. Fry. In his short shorts. Good for him.
What the? Well, to each their own, except this no, isn't just no. to each their own. Yeah. This is to the whole community.
This is what yeah. Nazi Germany is, okay? I'm not saying these people want to kill the Jews. I'm saying stupid people of no moral or mental fortitude sit by watching depraved things happen and laugh and smile and say whatever the crowd wants.
Hmm.
See, Hitler was able to do what he did because zombies marched along with fervent zealotry. And there's that one famous photo of the guy refusing to do the salute. One guy out of a whole crowd. Thankfully, because of the internet, those of us who would refuse are able to find each other, stand up and push back against this stuff.
Mm.
But we are on track. Those flags in the UK, was it London?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
That's an identitarian flag. It's an identitarian flag. Policy and government based on identity. And we know where that goes. Not to mention they're like, you know, socialists or whatever. So that's going to be fun.
And that's like with the C-16, the bill in Canada where they were, forced speech laws.
Pronouns.
Yeah. Jordan Peterson went crazy on this. Is really brought him the prominence of speaking out against it because they were saying if you don't call someone by their preferred pronoun,
this isn't pride.
Be considered illegal.
Actually, maybe it is pride. Mm-hmm. But here's a guy with, I'm assuming it's a guy, a giant penis on his head.
Oh, I've seen this.
Pushing it between the vagina, between his legs, the big fake costume. These are not pride events. This is not about lesbian, gay, trans, or bisexual. It's not about love. It's not about marriage. It is about debauchery, lasciviousness.
It's kind of gory. Like that. Is that a definition of gore? I don't know.
No, it's just it's hugely obscene. Explicit. Yeah. It's obscenity. It's profanity. This is profane. This is worse than the common person would use.
Lady tells the child to wave. Disgusting. This is where we are today. Disgusting. But people don't understand. This has been going on for a long time.
Like, does she tell the kid to take candy from strangers, too?
Apparently. Yep.
Sick.
Hop in the van. The panel van. Post-millennial. Here we go.
Ah!
A group of naked people march in Toronto Pride, which has many children in attendance. Gross. One is pulling a car behind that says, body acceptance, you can be naked too.
What? Telling kids they can be naked too?
Pride events allow people to just blatantly break the law. And this is what I was talking about with Civil War. Someone super chatted saying the Civil War will be caused not by abortion, but by this. Because these people are given space to break the law and get away with it, then they fly their flag. And eventually someone's going to be like, keep this motherfucker away from my kid. Now what would happen if that Bugs Bunny guy jumped past a little kid, and a guy went, you motherfucker, get away from my child. And the guy jumped and started jumping at him, and so he punched him in the face.
The whole media would say he was a terrorist, it was a hate crime, how dare he hurt that poor innocent man. This is because of right-wing bigots on the internet who need to be deplatformed. That is exactly what would happen. Yeah. And the police probably, the police would almost certainly end up arresting the guy who hit him for being obscene in front of his child, for assaulting his child.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S.? With more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S., they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
But I don't think that the media you're talking about actually cares, that the people that own those corporations really care if a guy shows a kid a penis or doesn't show a kid a penis. They, for some reason, it's like, I don't know. Do you think the CCP...
I think the media, I actually think the media outlets are like obsessed with trying to expose children to sexual content.
Why?
Well, because like everything in the public eye over the past several decades has become increasingly sexualized, and they know children are going to watch that stuff. They know.
Oh.
And then they try to introduce more and more of this stuff into children's entertainment.
I'm still a little bit in shock of watching some of that because I think back to the Pride marches that I had attended. It was about colorful costumes and, you know, expressions of, you know, over-the-topness, let's call it.
I don't know. When was this and where were you? Because I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I mean, that's been my experience. When was it? 8, 10 years ago, maybe?
In Chicago in 1999, they danced around naked.
Chicago's notoriously the nakedest. It's like the, yeah. I think, well, like, you were talking about West Hollywood.
And when I was in Los Angeles, a bunch of women were not part of the event. We're just running up to people, telling them to get naked, and they're running around naked.
WeHo's not a bunch of families,
isn't there,
though.
Like a thing about like this. I'm pretty. I don't know if this might have been West Hollywood. No, I think this was in Long Beach. Just everywhere I've ever been at any Pride event, it's always been this way. Mm. And I've always asked people, I'm like, "Is this about love?" And they get so mad when you ask. And I'm like, "I'm not. I'm just mad. I'm just asking, like, is this a sex event, like an orgy thing, or is it like a marriage thing?" And they'd be like, "It's about love." And I'd be like, well, I'm just asking because people here are like fake jerking each other off and like, you know, like they're naked. You know what I mean?
Mm, liberation.
Also, yeah. Like the, if you love someone, you don't want them exposing themselves nude to everybody.
Right.
Well, it depends on who you are. Some people do.
But that's not love. This, they don't really love them.
Looking
there's
at these
like
events.
Erotic love.
It's not about LGBT
just
lust,
issues.
That's
not love.
Because that was a penis going into a vagina. That was just sex. Mm-hmm. Literally just a costume of sex. These are just people who are going out and they're like, Pride, yeah, but it's an excuse to engage in
it's more
debauchery.
It's like a pushback against the puritanical essence of our society, which what were you gonna say?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, wasn't
what
there,
puritanical
wasn't there,
essence? I don't see any puritanical essence in our society,
it's
man.
It's you. You're
we're
the
not
puritan.
Near it.
No, there's not. I mean, maybe there was 40, 50 years ago, But right now, it is just excess. Yeah, yeah. It is. It look. Decadence. I look at this, and it is. It is pride. It is the worst element.
Sin of pride.
The sin of pride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The people who are like, look at me, I can do whatever I want. Yeah. There's a video of a man walk up to a cop and shoving his ass on the cop and twerking. And I'm like, dude, if you did it to me, I would kick you.
That's mm-hmm. assault.
It is. And the cop just keeps moving away. And he's like, get away from me, dude. And everyone's laughing as the guy puts his ass up to the cop and starts twerking at him. And I'm like, bro, get hit. Like, Don't come up to me and do that shit. You're attacking me.
Weird perverts literally bully cops. And like the cops can't do anything because they know they'll get in trouble. That's
crazy. Pedophiles.
That's where we are. Yeah. Yeah.
Twerk in front of children.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
other pedophiles tell a little girl to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking psychotic.
Were you going to say something about the Puritanist?
No, I was actually, it just brought up, I think there was a show called Drag Kids, and then recently I saw, I think it was in the UK maybe, I think it was transsexuals. I'm going to get in trouble again because I'm going to use the wrong flipping words. The linguistic manipulation of the
get your dictionary.
Called again? Yeah. Anyway, so somebody dressed as in drag. Let's put it that way, and encouraging the kids. There were kids there to put dollars and pounds or whatever money in the like a strip club.
They have children doing that stripping,
right? And that was where I looked at it because I'm pretty liberal. I looked at that and went, "Hang on a minute." What is going on there?
What about?
And there's no outrage about this.
Well, there is here.
Yeah.
What about a little boy, an 11-year-old, taking his clothes off on stage in a gay bar for adult gay men as they give him tips and as he does it? That's Desmond is amazing. He's on video doing it.
Should all be in jail. Every single one of those people. That's disgusting. His parents, like, that's insane.
You've not seen the Desmond is amazing?
And people are watching this and subscribing to this and on which channel?
Like E and stuff like that.
Good. Grief.
Yes.
Down.
Oh, he's already taking his clothes. It's a part of his clothes. Okay, so he goes.
Shout out to No Doubt.
No. So watch, now he takes his clothes off. Dressed like a woman, a little boy, and all adult gay men are handing him money.
Are you know they're gay?
It's a gay bar. It's a gay bar, 21 and up. There you go. Oh, more money for the little boy dressed like a girl. And he slowly takes off more and more clothes. You can see the clothes laying down on the ground as he dances and they give him money. What? This little boy doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know that these guys are getting off on this. His mom put him there because it makes her money. Mm-hmm. She goes after anybody who sues them. This is not the only one. So this is literally stripping, a strip performance.
The song is I'm Just a Girl.
Yep.
Yeah,
with a little boy. There. On stage, dressed as
and
a girl.
And our kid's what, 11?
11. Yeah. Well, he's a teenager now. Here's another one. Courtney Love. You see how he comes out wearing all this costume? Throughout the event, he slowly starts stripping the clothes off. Throwing them on the ground. So he was 11 in 2018. So he's a teenager now.
I'm curious what he thinks when he's older.
Yeah, I would love to interview him.
Yeah, I'm really curious.
Well, not until he's 18.
So mad.
Okay.
Collecting tips, taking your clothes off. I'm going to tell you, one of these kids, one of these days, is going to put a bullet in someone's head. Not kidding.
What? Yeah.
They're going to be... So there's also a video of him imitating doing a bump of coke or something like that.
I was remembering...
Talking about doing ketamine and shit.
I was watching a mother at a school board meeting screaming at a teacher who had transed her daughter. And I was thinking, you know what? One of these days, we're going to do that to the wrong person's kid.
Yeah.
And it is not going to end well.
Well, and you know, the left always... throws their hands and they go, we're so scared, we're so terrified. The right makes us feel frightened. These young single white men are terrifying. You think young single white men are scary? Screw with the mother's children. Tell me who's scary. Something's gonna happen to some of these people, dude.
Yeah,
you keep pulling shit like that, people are gonna get hurt. That's right. Instinct.
Exactly.
That is instinct.
These kids
you start
are going
messing
to grow
with
up.
People's kids.
These kids are gonna grow up.
Yeah.
You ever see you guys ever see Sixth Sense with Bruce Willis?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
You know that opening scene where the guy's in his underwear in the bathroom and he's like, he's got the gun and then he shoots.
Yes.
The
yeah.
We're going to see a lot of that.
Yeah. Yep.
I think we're also going to see a lot of lawsuits mm-hmm. in 10, 15, 20 years' Perfect. Time for all these medical procedures that are.
Top surgeries on little girls?
On 11, 12, the Tavistock Clinic in the UK. And
yep. Cutting off little girls' breasts because
for
they're going for profit because they're going through puberty and they're scared. Sex.
I mean, was it detransition? I had Buck Angel on my show recently and Debbie Hayden, and they were talking about detransitioning. And
we had a detransitioner on the show. Helena Kirshner. Yeah. And she talks about how people online were grooming her into taking these chemicals, and then she finally started to like realize what was going on.
Well, when we have doctors and we have medical practitioners and these children, they're children.
Yep.
They are impressionable young people. And I'm not some kind of, you know, moral bastion of, you know, propriety, but good God, what the fuck are we letting happen in the name of, hey, this is, you know, you get to choose who you, I mean, you're 11 and 12. I remember I was 11 and 12. I didn't necessarily dress up in dresses, but you know, it was a little bit of pantomime play. And I had friends who were girls who dressed up in tomboys and it was like phases and.
Well, you're an actor. You're fucking training.
Well, yeah, you got a point. Yeah. But I mean, you know, the 11 and 12 to be suggesting that a child knows themselves, but that's why we are called parents. We steer them. We shepherd them. We protect them, you know, to.
These people
at least
who don't
know it's fantasy.
Just think about the kind of moral frailty and mental frailty required to allow this to happen. It's the same kind of broken mind that allows something like Hitler or Stalin.
I get the vibe that like a kid's like, mommy, I like to wear a dress when they're like 9 and the mom's like, oh my God, he's a girl. But instead they should be like, yes, it's fun to play fantasy. You can dress up in any costume you want. You can even be an actor one day and get paid to do it. Like you let a kid know that young that it's okay to play fantasy and dress in whatever you want and paint your face.
Instead, the kid goes, mom, I want to wear a dress. And she goes, we'll schedule the surgery tomorrow.
Fucking insane.
They're like, time to cut off your genitals because you wanted to wear a dress.
That's when I'm starting to get really, really.
They're doing it.
Worried, angry,
puberty
nervous.
Blockers are fucked up. So you know who Jazz Jennings is?
No.
Jazz was a famous trans child who never went through male puberty because they put him on puberty blockers. And because of that, his genitals never grew. So when he got older and now wanted to transition to be surgically altered, they said, you don't have anything down there to surgically alter. So they had to do a bunch of weird grafts and like take skin from other parts and like they take colon to make a fake vagina. It is
devastation on the human body.
You know, I speak to a lot of parents, fathers who are devastated, who have had to endure their children, daughters and sons. Being told they have gender dysphoria at 11, 12 years old, and they haven't, there's nothing they can do about it. And they're forced, there was a case in Texas, they're forced to refer to their child that they've been alienated from for years because of our corrupt system by their new pronouns and their new name and their new gender identity.
This is like if the mom wants to transition the kid and the dad doesn't. And then the court decides the dad has no say
because the court has already decided, as most of the case, that the, you know, custody is and those decisions, legal decisions, are made by the mother for the most part.
So that's Jazz. Became depressed and then became morbidly obese.
Have you seen the price of gold lately? It's hitting all time highs. And when it comes to investing in gold, check out Noble Gold Investments. They have a track record of excellence that's second to none. Just look at their thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Google, and the Better Business Bureau. Customers rave about their knowledgeable staff, smooth investment process, and life-changing results, which you can see for yourself online. That's the kind of reputation you can count on. But it's not just about the reviews. Noble Gold Investments truly care about their clients. They take the time to understand your unique needs and goals, and they give expert guidance every step of the way. That level of personalized service is rare in this industry. Look, when it comes to securing your financial future, you can't afford to take chances. Go with the gold company that has earned the trust of countless investors. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Tim Pool today and discover why Noble Gold Investments is the only choice for smart, secure gold investments. Or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that number is 877-646-5347. And now, as part of her TLC TV show, has to lose all the weight. It is a corporate nightmare dystopia. These trans surgeries and treatments aren't happening because they care about kids. It's because these for-profit medical centers are like, hey, man, I get money. $20,000 to cut off this little girl's tits. Fuck it, I don't care. That's what's happening.
To me, it's the mutilation of children That's it. Like, if you're an adult, do whatever you want to do. You got the money, you want to pay, whatever. I mean, I see some crazy surgeries going on in our society and culture. You know, that I'm an older man. I go, what the, dear, you, what's the new fad that girls are supposed to, but, or women supposed, but children? I mean, what's gone? Yeah. What is, but seriously, what has happened with our society and our culture to the point that, that it's not only is it accepted, but it's revered and encouraged. You're saying allowed. It's encouraged.
Yes. They're, so
it's holy.
There's a video of women screaming about Roe v. Wade. And you can tell if you watch and you know editing that they're staged. It's not like someone, you'll notice some videos are real. A woman will be filming herself to be like, I can't believe this ruling just came down. Ah, and start screaming. And you're like, okay, she's genuinely angry and filming herself. But many of these videos, they set the camera down, they press go, they step back, and then they go, ah! And you can tell from that split second, you're like, hey, they staged that. Because they know it'll get them clicks. They know the right will mock them and the left will share them. And then what happens is little kids see that and think, this is normal. This is real. And I should behave this way. They're growing up eating the refuse of their adult grifters and acting as they've seen them on the internet. It's a downward spiral that results in this country becoming refuse.
It's like the furry phenomenon where people see grow up watching Bugs Bunny talk.
And they want to have sex with Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, they think they're also going to be like that.
Furries. Do you think that's where furries came from,
yes,
though? Really?
Absolutely. Do you know? Okay.
It's not why I dress up as Bugs Bunny. Yeah.
Right? It's not why I do it.
Okay, so furries dress up like anthropomorphized cartoon animals.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't dress up like animals. Mm-hmm. Is a misconception. People think that furries, well, I put on a wolf costume.
Sure. No, I get that.
They put on a Bugs Bunny costume, and then they have sex with each other. It's not all sexual. It's an identity issue.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear that. But also, I mean, people have been depicting anthropomorphized animals for a very long time. I think it's just the internet. I think it's like someone having maybe a hint of that inclination, and then they're able to find a little echo chamber with other people who do, and then it just gets worse and worse because people seek out novelty and a stranger version of the thing that they're into until they get to that.
It's the internet. Since the Looney Tunes happened, and there were probably a lot of people who had developed weird furry fetish stuff or furry identity stuff, but they had no way to know how to express it. You can't walk up to a stranger and be like, are you a furry?
Mm-hmm.
The internet allows you to do that, to safely screen for your ideology and then expand upon it.
TV kind of bridged the opening to seeing it and getting people getting there, but the internet allows them to communicate with each other and create groups and then identities, like group identities.
Well, and I think they also make it work. Well, in the same way that Helena said that she was groomed into being transgender and very confused about her identity, I think the same thing happens all the time in other communities. I mean, and when you're looking with the furry community too, yeah, all of it. I mean, it's just someone who is like very far down that path speaks to someone who has some like vague interest in it and then pulls them down with them.
They do what's called love bombing. So Helena was explaining how they'd be like, why don't you, you know, you could be trans and not even know it. Why don't you like get a short haircut? Cause that's temporary, you know, and just see how you feel. And then so she did, then they're like, post pictures. And then they bombard her with like, oh my God, you look so amazing. And they're like, how do you feel now? And she goes, I feel really good. And I'm like, you're probably trans. That's why you feel good. Cause you're like a boy now. Why don't you put binders on? It's temporary. You just put it on and see what you look like. Post the photos. And then everyone, whoa, you look so cool. You would be an awesome boy. And she's like, I feel really good. Hey, why don't you get the hormones? You already know you're trans. And then she did. That's how they do it.
Wow.
They're groomers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whether they know it or not.
No, they're...
Well, the other kids that are probably going through it with her might not even realize what's happening.
Well, yeah, the kids don't know they're being groomed.
But it's the parents
that... they're impressionable.
Yeah, right. And the parent needs to reiterate to the kid that fantasy is okay. It's okay not
play
to feel
acting,
normal.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, I think, really importantly, stay off the internet, right?
Yeah.
Parents really got to make sure their kids stay off the internet.
But it's amazing how many parents don't. You walk into particularly where I've been living in California, in Hollywood. You walk in and there are families on iPhones and iPads, and it's the device dependency, the reverse psychology of the anti-social media platforms.
Yeah.
And it's dragged the dopamine hits and the scrolling, and there isn't, like, get the kids outside.
Yeah, get them.
Get them off the devices.
Well, and here's what's so insidious, right? Even when they're outside, they're looking at that stuff. When I was a kid, you know, adults would have sort of similar commentary about our electronics, and I think there was validity there. We didn't have cable. I didn't watch much TV. But a lot of other kids were inside watching TV, and we were on occasion too. But at least in my generation, when you were outside, you were outside, right? Nowadays, they've got this in their face all the time. So even when they're outdoors on a beautiful day, and in any other generation would be using their imagination and exploring, they're still staring at this thing. It's their whole life.
Maybe the kids are the new leaders of our world, the politicians, and as they get older, they're going to retire out, and we're going to have kids in test tubes, so it's not about sex. It's about giving children the access to every bit of information in reality, because they'll have a more pure understanding of how to deal with it. That's some fucking world economic shit, man.
Cut off your son's balls and then gorge him as he's depressed and turn him into that thing.
That's so sad.
That's so sad.
It's heartbreaking.
That's so sad.
I think that we should at some point interview this person, Jazz, because she deserves to at least express to the
Jazz
world.
Jazz became extremely depressed and then dropped out of going to Harvard. And her family said that she can't be alone because, you know, and then she started just eating and mass gorging. And
she couldn't be alone because what, she suicidal. Yeah. Yeah. It's so tragic. It's just heartbreaking. And so how old was she when this happened?
Seven.
And where were her parents?
Her parents were in on it. But you got to imagine, if you're like a poor family and then Hollywood comes to you and these rich people come to you and they
and
say,
the
we're
attention,
going to give you all this money. You're a hero. Everyone loves you. They do it to their kids. This is the same
abuse.
Thing with like communism or fascism or whatever. People just march in lockstep with the power structures, things that benefit them.
Mm.
There's two kinds of people. Those who say, fuck you, I'd rather be homeless. And those who say, yes, sir, please may I have another.
Hmm.
Obviously, there's a gradient between. But these are the people who are just like, I'll do whatever you say. Just give me wealth and access.
Or like a group to feel normal around. I think maybe kids need some sort of outlet where they can feel accepted that isn't like warping them. Stuff like that. Because I think I could help them via our TV show on the internet, but it's like, that's the internet. And then you gotta be there with your kid if you're gonna watch the internet, even if it's this show, I think. I don't want 6-year-olds to be watching this without their
dad. Well, yeah,
there.
This is the after hours. Mm-hmm. Fuck, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker.
Hell yeah. Now you're speaking my language, dude.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's if we can use this technology for better as well. I imagine we could. Like, I used to watch Mr. Rogers. Do you guys ever watch that show?
Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of it until I came to America. And then I saw the first thing I saw was that, I think it was the documentary on it, which
they
was
did
great.
A movie.
Right. Like that was it. Yeah. And it was, you know.
Howdy, neighbor.
Yeah.
You be my neighbor.
And it was like, you could say it was creepy and like, what, this weird old dude talking to kids. But like, he was also so nice and kind and kept reminding me that it's okay to play make-believe. It's
remember
okay.
The Family Guy joke where Mr. Rogers got binoculars and he's looking into his hot female neighbor's undressing and he goes, oh, hello, neighbor. Or howdy, neighbor. Creepy. Yeah, it was a kid's show. And there was like Lamb Chop.
Lamb Chop.
Yeah, I never watched Lamb Chop much. My brother loved it, though.
Yeah.
Lamb Chop was really annoying.
Lamb Chop sing-along?
I don't remember Lamb Chop.
Yeah, because it was like
a puppet.
It sounded like it was dying all the time.
Was that, was that like one of like Carol Channing? Was she the voice of Lamb Chop?
Yeah, it was a girl, a woman who
Carol
had
Carol Channing, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounded like that's like it was dying.
There was
like,
Barney.
Oh, yeah.
But once Barney came around, we're talking about anthropomorphization and furries again. Like the kids making people think they're really dinosaurs. And they're like, I want to be in a dinosaur suit too. Carol Channing, Fox.
I watched
and
Barney
Friends.
And I'm pretty normal.
We are pretty normal.
We had a show called Rainbow when I was growing up. Rainbow had, Jeffrey was the normal guy. And then there was Zippy and Bungle who were two. Zippy was very tall like that. He had a zippy mouth. George was very tall. And then there was Rod, Jane and Freddie, the neighbors. They come over and they did this episode that they didn't think was going to get aired. And it was all sexual innuendo. I think you can still find it. It was a BBC show. And it starts out with George peeling a banana. He goes, one skin, two skin, three skin. Foreskin. Peel my foreskin. He's got foreskin, Jeffrey. He's got Jeffrey's foreskin.
This has been around for a long time. This aired for a couple decades.
Yeah, I'm showing my age here.
And it's like your Sesame Street, basically.
It's similarish Zippy? Kind of show, yeah. Zippy and Bungle, and but it was a very. And then we had, I think, there was a show called Captain Pogwash. And his first mate was Seaman Stains.
Oh, no.
And I think he had masturbates.
Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous.
And we were kids watching this.
Holy cow.
And we were Roger the cabin boy, who would always be in there in the cabin when Captain Pogwash would get changed behind the...
Or just touch
touching it,
see?
Jeffrey.
Yes, that's right, George. Bungle, where are you going? Come back here, you get lost.
Just Rainbow.
Right, are you ready, Bungle?
Yes, ready.
Right, off you go then.
A rainbow, interesting coincidence.
Right. How weird.
That feels rough. A bit higher, Bungle.
That feels hard.
Wow.
And that feels smooth when I touch it.
It's no good just touching things, Bungle. I mean, feel it properly.
All right, then.
What is this?
This is a show we watched as kids.
Were they all like
Stroke it.
No, this is just a
one episode. This is like a one-off thing they never expected.
This is a random episode I pulled up. It's season 10.
They're just having fun like the creators were and they didn't think it was going to air.
I believe so, yeah.
I don't know. It's called Rainbow. It's called Rainbow.
Yeah, the theme is up above the streets and houses, rainbow flying high. Everyone can see it climbing into the sky. Make your world into a rainbow.
Stroke it. Stroke it.
This is like South Park. I do think that these shows, though they look like kids shows, just because something's a cartoon doesn't mean it's not gonna
wibbly wobbly world of the tightrope.
Not gonna get you. Not gonna twist you.
I mean, for the most part, it was a fun show. It was just that one episode, though, that was just all sexual innuendo.
You remember it as a kid?
No, that episode I pulled up was random, and they told the guy to stroke it.
Well, yeah, it was. Well, I think if you look back, you could see that it's like the best kinds of movies that, you know, those movies, animated movies that the parent can go with the kid, and the parent can can enjoy that adult humor and the nudge, nudge, wink, wink jokes, but the kid, it's not really going to get it.
No, that's
there was probably
silly.
A lot of that going on in the BBC.
It's much harder than I thought. Perhaps I do need some help after all.
Zippy.
Bungle, have you got a minute?
What is it, Zippy?
Yeah, well, I need a bit of help with my song.
Oh, I'm sorry, Zippy. I haven't got time to help you now.
Oh, but friends
Rock
come
camera.
In all sizes. Some are big and some are small.
If you found that one episode, that would be...
I don't know. I just what came up.
Thanks.
Did they ever zip his mouth shut?
But even the innuendo...
They ever brutally beat him in front of the children to get him to shut the fuck up?
Remember when they made Bert and Ernie gay? Do you guys remember that?
Did they really do that?
No.
I remember.
Oh, was that a... That wasn't real?
Well, they slept in the same bedroom, didn't
they?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. In single beds.
Yeah, they were friends. I always thought growing up, like, Bert and Ernie were friends. They just lived together. They were friends or brothers or something. I never asked.
Roommates, but there's no such thing as platonic male.
No, I didn't think anything about it as a kid. It never crossed my mind.
Yeah, I was a little suspicious. I was like, what are these guys doing?
I was never suspicious of Bert and Ernie. No. I thought they were just, what are you doing to my child?
Yeah, Bert was kind of a dick, you know, like.
How does Ernie talk?
Bert,
you know what?
Hey Bert.
Squidward is really just a direct copy of Bert.
And then Bert.
Really?
You know? Like, really? Squidward's very Bert. When you think about it, yeah. He's very, very Bert.
He looked angry like my grandpa. Yeah.
I want to do like parodies where we just have characters mercilessly beat the other character. That's it. That's all it is. There's a channel.
Like Grover
Squidward
comes in with a chain.
But
Squidward. SpongeBob.
And then he just mercilessly beats the fucking shit out of SpongeBob.
I bet it's on the internet.
No, because he deserves it.
Yeah,
SpongeBob tortures that poor man.
That's kind of true. That's how that's the direction the show ended up going in, you know.
SpongeBob.
I've still never seen
SpongeBob. The old seasons, you know, the very early stuff was really pretty funny. It's one of those shows that has gone on for an insane amount of time and hasn't been good in like 15 years.
Something happened with Ren and Stimpy. You guys remember that show?
The adult party cartoon they made?
It came out and it was all of a sudden this gore animation with like an eyeball throbbing and you see the veins.
Yes,
it was the first time it ever happened in cartoons. And then all these other, like, I felt like SpongeBob
so fucked up.
Carried the torch with that.
No.
It was like, and his eyes would stick way far out and you're like, what the fuck?
SpongeBob
Ren and
does.
Stimpy was gross.
It was. Yeah. SpongeBob does have some of those like hyper detailed close up gags for sure. And it was Ren and Stimpy the first to do that. Wouldn't
I can't remember one before, but was that twisting children? I wonder, because like it was gross. My dad loved it, though.
Yeah, for whatever reason, we have been obsessed with exposing children to more and more disgusting things. We just want
cartoons.
To show them ugliness, cartoons and other mediums. We just want to show children ugliness. I don't know why.
People are gross, but we got a little bit over. We have to wrap it up here because I think we all need very hot showers.
Soak it out.
For hanging out, man. It's been a blast.
Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Right on, man. Yeah, appreciate it. And for everybody who's a member, thanks for hanging out. We'll see you all next time.